Sweetest friends, this shir should be a special schus for Yedid Nafshi Rabbi Yisrael Daniel ben Shenadina. He and his entire family, and the refuahs Rafael Yoshua ben Sarachana. He should have a refuah shleima b'soch she'archol Yisrael, Tzvi Yisrael ben Tefega, Tzvi Chaim ben Elena Shendel, Rabbi Zion ben Sarah, Rabbi Chaim Yitzchok ben Freida Fega Leia, and all of the many, many cholim la'aleinu rachmana litzlan HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be merapi them. A refuah shleima, refuas hanefesh, or refuas haguf. We are going to be learning b'siyata d'shmaya, the sfas emes, continuing our beautiful series of shiurim on the Torah of Moreinu. The sfas emes eichet tzadik b'kadosh l'varacha. The parsha of Macholas Asuros opens up with the pasuk Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron le'mor aleihem. The word Aleihem is difficult to understand. You don't usually see this lashon of the Torah where it says Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe v'el Aaron le'mor Aleihem. It's the Aleihem. Normally that word doesn't appear in this context. In the Mishnah we learn Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omer Ratzak Kadosh Baruch Hu Zakas Yisrael Figur Chiblem Torah Mitzvahs. It says in the Mishnah that Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha says that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Mizakah the Jewish people, therefore he gave them a lot of Torah Mitzvahs. Rashi explains that shkatzim and remusim, that these creepy crawly things are disgusting, and they're not royal lemaychalad, they're not fitting for a person to eat. Even without the Isser Torah, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mezakeh the Jewish people, and he was matil Isser al hadavar hama'us beinko. The Torah was matil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matil an Isser. He placed an Isser on something that anyway we're not going to eat. So al pipshat it would appear that a person who refrains from eating creepy crawly things because they're disgusting, so he's still going to get schar. That's what it means. It means, you're grossed out, but you're not eating it. You're still going to get schar. But the sfas emes explains that it's a lot deeper than that. That every mice of the Jewish people has to follow Torah and mitzvahs. And even when a person does things that are humane, included in this is when he refrains from doing things that are disgusting to him. Everything he does on every level should be because that's the Ratzon of Hashem, that's the Tzivui of Hashem, and not just because that's his nature. Everything should be drawn towards his Avodas Hashem. And that's what Chazal say. A person shouldn't say, Yefshi b'basar chazir. You should say, oh, I'm not allowed to eat basar chazir. What am I supposed to do? No. You're supposed to say, I'm able to eat if I want to. But what am I supposed to do? My Father in Heaven told me not to eat it. And not only basar chazir, but anything that disgusts a person. So even though it's disgusting to a person, nevertheless, he should refrain because that's the will of the Torah. I'm allowed to eat it. I could eat it. But it's the will of the Torah. That's why I'm not eating it. And that should be your focus. Your focus shouldn't be on your own nature, but on the will of the Torah. It says, Zosachaya Sher Tochlu, the Medrash Darshins, only Lebanai Yisrael who are Davuk B'Shar Shachayim. It says, Chaim Kulchem Ayom, only for them, it's forbidden to eat Macholas Asuros, but not the Umas HaOlam. So explains the sfas emes that the maisim of the Jewish people have to be davuk b'sharash hachayim, the root of godly life. Every time and every action has to relate to the sharash hachayim, even not eating disgusting things. So let's see the lashon of the sfas emes inside. Vaydaber Hashem etc. Lemor aleim ve'ein muvan. What's this aleim? Anyway, shkatzim rasim are disgusting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made extra mitzvahs, and therefore he told us not to eat shkatzim rasim, even though we wouldn't eat shkatzim rasim, we wouldn't eat these disgusting things anyway. But Rashi says we get schar for not eating them. Hashem wants that everything we do should be drawn after the Torah, even something that can't be otherwise. The kavan of your actions should be al pi Torah. Chazal, and so Chazal wrote in Torah's Kohan and Parshas Kedoshim, a person shouldn't say that it's impossible for me to eat pig. No, I'm able to eat it. What am I supposed to do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gozer on me. Which means that you're supposed to refrain from eating a chazir because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded, and not because of your own desire not to eat. V'zeh she'amru chazal al-pasik v'zos ha'chaya sher tochelu she'bnei Yisrael dveikim b'chayim. Zos ha'chaya, lashon chaya, life, Because we're davik b'chayim. Ki kol ma'isa Yisrael tzarech lios medubik b'shar. So every ma'isa of a Jewish person has to be clinging to its root. V'zel v'zkadashtem, and that's what it means, v'zkadashtem v'yisem kedoshim. Adam makadish atzma melamata, it says in the pasuk. V'zkadashtem v'yisem kedoshim. Ki kedosh ani, v'lo tutam v'znaf shosechem b'chol asheretz. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Rashi says, k'shem sheni kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem, kach v'zkadashim kitrus atzmechem lamata. So just like I'm holy, you sanctify yourselves downstairs also, you should also be holy. That's through not being clinging to the Gashmi, it's not clinging to the physicality. Only one is clinging to the internal spiritual vitality of the matter. Because Pnimius is separate from the material part. So even though the Gashmius is connected to the Ruchnius, but the Pnimius of the Gashmius is the Ruchnius, so to a human being, we're also Gashmi. We're physical beings. But we should cling to the Ruchnius. V'zeh shekasev lemur aleyem sheharatzon haye sheyifreshu mishkatzu ramasim ha'idei sheken ritzoni yisbarach kanal v'av shebelo zeh nimas v'ech yomer av shebo rakaperish delos ha'maniyam mitzah tzibuy ha'shem yisbarach yoser me'amius mitzad atzma sheaf v'echreich kazeh sheagover ha'amius mikol mokum mitzad ma'amar ha'shem yisbarach nitch nirchak yoser mimenu kanal. And that's what it means when it says in the pasuk Lemor aleihem, that the will is that they should separate from shkatzim and ramasim, because that is the ratzon of Hashem. And even though without it, it's disgusting. So what do you mean? How can a person say efshibo that I can eat it? No, I don't want to eat it anyway. You want to eat bugs? You're not grossed out by bugs. No, you are grossed out by bugs. But when you refrain from eating it, you should be more disgusted by the fact that it's the ratzon of Hashem that you shouldn't eat it. And by the fact that you yourself don't want to eat it. So this lemor aleihem is not just the technique of transmitting God's message. Lemor aleihem is the tachlis itself. The Jewish people have to separate because God's word was lemor, was said to them and not for any external reason. So there's an emphasis here on the pasuk. It's God spoke to you. You, not the umas ha'olam, are poresh min ha shkatzim ramasim because you're davik b'sharish ha'chayim. And since you're clinging to the root of life, you have to be poresh. So Vayidaber Hashem, the reason that you're being poresh, the reason that you're separating yourself, is because of the Dibur Hashem Aleihem to you, and not because of any personal preferences or lack of preferences. Beautiful. So now we're going to skip to Tuf Resh Lamed Vav. Dibur Maschu B'Shem Adoni Mori V'Zikni Zal Al Pasuk. So the Torah defines the essence of the sin of the sons of Aaron in the Pasuk Asher Lot Siva Osam, the bringing of the fire by Nadab and Aviyu was Asher Lot Siva Osam. They weren't commanded. The Chet wasn't in the Etem Maisa HaKrava that they brought the fire, but rather that they weren't commanded to bring it. The koach, the ability to do a mitzvah kehilchasa, you could take from two sources: from understanding the reason for the mitzvah, or from subordinating yourself to fulfilling the will of the king in order to fulfill his will, and for no other reason. What's learned from this pasuk is that the tzivui Hashem, that's what gives the koach and the yecholos of a person to a maisa mitzvah, and the koach that the tzivui gives is much greater than the understanding. Even mitzvah sichlios, we should do because that's the ratzon of Hashem, and not because we feel like doing them. So let's see what the Heilige Rebbe says inside. B'shem Adoni Mori V'zikni Al Pasek Asher Litzivio Asher Lo Tzivo Osam. Lilmo, to teach, to learn. Ki ha'ikar koach kol ma'is adam mitzad tzivui Hashem. The ikar koach of every act of a person is because God commanded. Ki kol seichel adam batel koach zeh. Because all of a person's intellect is nullified to this koach, to this power of God's command. V'inei nadav avio ayit tzadikim gedol nadav avio great tzadikim. V'yasu l'shem shemayim, and they did for the sake of heaven. Rak she'a chaser atzivui, but they were lacking command. V'yesh lomot ka b'chomer mita tova meruba. We know that mita tova is at least 500 times, Chazal tell us, greater at least than mita lo tova. So we have this mita tova meruba. Ein yomayin vavam ralef, soti yin alef am ralef. Im kein misho seritzon abore, av she'en yodea tamadar v'laseo sebekavana ritzuya. If you do the will of Hashem, even though you don't know the reason, so the koach is because of the God's command. Like it says, God sanctified us with the mitzvahs and he commanded us, and that's really the ikar, that it's coming from God. What does it mean they came in, had imbibed in too much wine? Sinyin of shtuya yayin. Because understanding the reasons, that's called yayin yena shel Torah. Apal kikain. So even though they were filled with the yayin of Torah, they were filled with havana. Apal pichain tzorch leos rak b'kudas hamelech. They were coming in with their own yayin, with their own understanding. But it has to be with the command of God. Lasher hasagasim gavralam lasas asher lo tziva Hashem. They ended up doing what God didn't command, and they're called shtuya yayin because they were filled with yayin. Yayin is yayin shel Torah. Yayin symbolizes understanding, meaning they had a high level of hasaga. And they even understood, it's mashman the svasemis, that there was a ratzon of Hashem that they should bring it, but they weren't commanded. They weren't commanded. It's a wonderful thing to do, but they weren't commanded, and that was the problem. So they were filled with the yena shel Torah, but Hashem didn't command them. And that was their problem. Their problem was this: their high hasagas, their elevated perception. And based on this, we can explain the pasuk, Ki tovim dodecha miyayin. Better is your love than wine. In other words, the kilomar has dapkus viskarvus Hashem asher kervanu elav tov mikol asaga seichel adam, that the closest we have to Hashem is greater than anything that the intellect has. So tovim dodecha, your love, your kirva is greater than yayin, is greater than the yena shel Torah, the seichel that we have. Okay, sweet friends, so we saw a few delicious Torahs from the Svasemes, and I hope Hashem should give us the koach, the moach, and the simchas chayim, and the financial means, and I hope that we are able to continue to be elevated by the amazing Torah. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.